It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we talk with the founder of a website that provides do-it-yourself plans and ideas for people living with disabilities to make their lives easier and better. And we hear from the woman who inspired the project.
First, a new study from UW-Milwaukee found that the percentage of women who smoke while pregnant is significantly higher in Wisconsin than in the rest of the country.
That rate fell dramatically starting around 1990, but for the last 10 years, the rate has stayed stagnant at about 13 or 14%. Researchers saying there's not really a clear explanation as to why the rate is higher in Wisconsin than the country at large. Joining us now is WPR reporter Hope Kerwin, who covered the story. Hope, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
Well, can you give these numbers some context? So we're looking at a 14% rate of smoking while pregnant in Wisconsin, 9% across the country. Are the researchers seeing this as a really significant difference, a significant problem here in Wisconsin?
Well, I don't think the gap between the numbers is what is significant. I think it's really the fact that this progress has kind of seemed to stall in Wisconsin. So, you know, a majority of that decline, as you said, happened between 1990 and 2003. And ever since 2003, over the last decade, you know, it's really seemed to kind of stay at that 14%. And, you know, this research is based on birth certificate data. So it's really hard to you know, figure out why we're not making progress here in Wisconsin.
And what, as you understand it, are some of the health repercussions of maternal smoking?
Right. So babies born to women who smoke are, you know, they're twice as likely to have low birth rate, which can lead to decreased lung function and brain development. There's also twice the mortality rate for those babies. And, you know, it can also lead to things like sudden infant death syndrome. And, you know, there are women who smoke during pregnancy are also more likely to have a miscarriage.
How did the study track whether women were smoking during pregnancy or not here in the state?
Right. So, like I said, it's birth certificate data. So it's taken for every live birth between 1990 and 2013. And that data is also self-reported, which I think is something that's interesting to look at because, you know, there is a possibility that women who have, you know, poor birth outcomes could have underreported their smoking during pregnancy.
You spoke to one of the UW-Milwaukee researchers, epidemiologist Karen Palmer-Scheim. Let's give a little listen to some of what she had to say.
There's a positive correlation between level of educational attainment and occupational category. So that's part of what we're seeing. And so there's social norms, again, if you will, that are associated with people based on where they live and where they work.
So what kind of differences did they see when it comes to education levels and types of occupation?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Palmer-Scheim said that actually education was the strongest indicator for whether a woman will smoke during pregnancy. They found that women with a high school education or less were 14 times more likely to smoke than women who have a college degree. And even women with some college education were 8 times more likely to smoke than women with a college degree. And, you know, Dr. Palmer-Scheim talked about how, you know, education, there's a positive correlation with you know, your job status and what type of job you end up working. And a lot of times women in the hotel industry or the restaurant industry, you know, that work leads to, it has been shown to lead to picking up smoking.
Talking to WPR reporter Hope Kerwin, she's looking at some new UW-Milwaukee research on smoking rates among pregnant women here in Wisconsin. About 14% of pregnant women smoking apparently in the state with negative birth outcomes, health outcomes for their children. Any other demographic variation, any other groups more likely to smoke during pregnancy, Hope?
Absolutely. The study found that women 18 to 24 also were more likely to smoke during pregnancy. They also found that significantly American Indian and Alaskan Native women, more of those women reported smoking during pregnancy, that 40% actually, which is, you know, huge compared to the next racial group, which were Black women at 17%. And that's also 40% for American Indians. That's twice as high as the national average. So that group was pretty significant. They also found that women living in the top, you know, the northern third of the state tended to have higher, that those counties tended to have higher prevalences of smoking during pregnancy.
As I understand it, Hope, there is a state-led effort to try to bring the smoking rate down among pregnant women. What's going on at the state level?
Right. So the Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation has a free program for smoking cessation for pregnant women called First Breath. And the idea of that program is to offer it during, typical prenatal care so that it's not an extra thing that women will have to do, that they can receive that, smoking cessation help and resources and support during their regular prenatal care visits. And in talking with the people at First Breath, they talked a lot about how poverty is kind of an underlying factor a lot of times for women who smoke during pregnancy, that, women in poverty tend to have really high levels of stress and that smoking becomes a coping mechanism for them. And, that makes it that much harder to quit.
Do they have programs in place to help pregnant women quit smoking?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this First Breath program already is helping over 1,000 women every year in Wisconsin. And, the people I talk to, they're hoping to expand that number because, there are a lot more women in Wisconsin who smoke during pregnancy and really just offering, they talked about how telling a woman to stop smoking during pregnancy is not enough, that the education is there, that people know that it's not help. It's harmful for their child, but having the resources to stop smoking, to stop the addictive behavior, is difficult to come by. So that's what they're hoping to improve upon: is more resources, more support for those women.
As you mentioned, Hope, these levels have been stagnant for quite a while now, staying around that 14% mark, rate of women, pregnant women smoking in Wisconsin. Talking to the UW-Milwaukee researchers, talking to the people from this First Breath effort, did you get a sense of optimism that they think they have the tools in place to start bringing that rate down?
Well, the most optimistic statement that I found was that they're really hoping that this study will inform future smoking cessation programs for pregnant women, that they will be able to better target, whether it be the northern half of the northern third, of the state, or and really these counties that have significantly higher prevalence of smoking during pregnancy, making sure that the resources are available in those counties. But also really, targeting certain racial or age demographics that seem to, have higher rates.
Hope, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was WPR reporter Hope Kerwin telling us about a new study that found that pregnant women smoke at a higher rate in Wisconsin, talking about 14% is that rate, higher here in Wisconsin than the country as a whole.